things like his grandfather to make things happen, and that was...
Did he ever say where the idea of an earth-moving business came from?
Well, I knew some people in the building trade, and he had a talk with one of those, and of course the man said, well, there's got to be a lot of building going on because of all the damage that was done with air raids and so on, and it'd be best for you to get into... doing something in that direction. And I don't know how it was that he chose to do an earth-moving plant, because he wasn't such a big sort of muscular person. He was quite small in a way, you know, and to see him with one of these huge machines working on it was incredible to me.
So may I ask how you both met?
And because he was working here, you could get a house here. And anybody who was working here, they could have their name put down for a house. And they were building houses all round, you see. So several of the men who worked for him got a house here for their family.
And this would have been you waiting for the property...
They gave him the use of Ludwig House. There was a big garage, and they gave him the use of the garage. That's how he started off, in this garage. And then when they built the other things over the other side, then he could get a proper place, moved to a bit farther up where there was some army house. I think the American or something been there. And so, you know, it was lovely to get... And then to get another, when they built the offices and the things over the other side, to get a proper place to... Then we thought we were getting somewhere. So he had somebody we knew who was used to that, and she used to do all that sort of thing. She'd go in for the morning and do all that and see to the post do the books and whatnot. They were at an angle, you know, you'd think they'd fall off somehow. And that's a ski run, I was told.
That's I right. Never skis, did. Yes. So would Tony have employed other people?
Well, I expect he wouldn't be just him.
Do you have any idea the size of the company? The number of employees?
How many?
Yeah.
He had... Well, he didn't have a lot of different machines. They were mostly tractors. And I think at one time he had three. That was all.
Yes.
10 hours sometimes.
Yes.
As long as it was light, they worked. Because once the weather changed, you know, and it was dark, there was no work to do.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd spend... months sometimes without anything.
Would you?
You still had to pay your men. And a friend that we knew who understood these things, and he'd go through the books before they passed on to the accountant for him to look at them, you see. Well, it was when Mrs. Thatcher came in to... and they... everything stopped. It was as if you... door had been shut, you know, shut in your face, and no work at all. They were about to do the tunnel at Hatfield. It was that time, before they did the tunnel, and it was cancelled.